What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three, the phone line. Well, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. And again, just to finish up on where we were going into the station identification, the latest embarrassment for the U.S. military, despite trillions and trillions of your tax dollars vanishing into the Pentagon, is the new warship, the stealth warship, the USS Zumwalt, the one that has the odd upside-down hull that everybody says is going to make it unstable in rough seas. Well, it was out there on its sea trials, and it broke down. Apparently, the auxiliary lube oil system from one of the main propeller shafts suffered a seawater leak. And I suspect, they're not saying it, but I would suspect that that indicates that the main seal on the propeller shaft itself also failed. And they're saying it'll take about 2 weeks to repair at Norfolk. But that's basically a problem. Those war hawks in Congress are right. I was right. Our military is not ready to take on a full-on frontal battle with another major world power, whether it's Russia or China. And here's what makes it so sick. We spend so much money on the military, and we don't get our bang for the bucks. It's a racket. It's a scam. They take huge amounts of money away from you. Most of the tax revenues collected in this country, one way or the other, wind up in the military to build bombs and bases, and for all the military officers to have all kinds of little shiny things all over their outfit. They look like a marching band that's lost its instruments. Except when they're standing in front of a nuclear weapon. Huge amounts of money. And when push comes to shove, the stuff doesn't work very well. Now, you've probably heard from one of our on-air sponsors here, AR Outfitters. And they have parts for the AR-15. Now, the AR-15 is the civilian semi-automatic version of the M16. Contrary to the gun grabbers, AR, in the name AR-15, does not mean assault rifle. It stands for Armalite, which is the company that originally developed this particular weapon system that eventually became the M16. But when they went on up to the Pentagon and was clearly a superior rifle, the Pentagon brass were pushing for the M14 under the excuse that the M14 used exactly the same ammunition as the M30 machine gun, and that would make logistics simpler. As it turned out, the Pentagon brass that were pushing for the M14 were financially tied up with the company that made that. And the dirty tricks that they went to sabotage this clearly superior weapon system is an illustration of everything that's wrong with military procurement. They even went to the point of, during the field trials in Vietnam of the M16, they put the wrong propellant into the bullets so the guns would jam. And quite a few of our young people who died in Vietnam were found with M16s dismantled. They were frantically trying to clear them and clean them up. With the right propellant, they never jam. They literally put the wrong propellant in these bullets to jam the guns to make it look inferior so that they could make more money. That's what they think like in the Pentagon. And again, I want to refer you to this book and a movie called The Pentagon Wars. The movie is very entertaining, directed by Richard Benjamin, and it is based on the true story of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And I think it's available. Somebody told me it's actually available online if you want to see it. And it really shows you how these people think. It's all about churning up the money and cost-plus contracts. And I remember when I was over at one of the air shows at Kaneohe Air Station, and they had this Seahawk F sub-hunting helicopter, and there was this piece of hardware bolted onto the side, blocking off half of the sonobuoy tubes. And I asked the crew, isn't this cutting into your effectiveness? And they said, yeah, it does. Why is it on there? We were ordered to put it on there. What does it do? Nothing really. I mean, that was their attitude. It's just all about finding ways to take money away from you, give it to the military-industrial complex, who will then kick part of it back to the government in contributions and lobbying and various other little under-the-table goodies. It's all about the money. And so we have, right now, here in the United States of America, the world's most expensive military machine, and it is frankly not very good. And when you hold it up in contrast to the weapons development programs in Russia and China, their goal is efficient weapons, not more money. And that's why their latest aircraft just make U.S. aircraft look like lame ducks. The F-35 can be beaten in a dogfight by 1970s F-15s. That's how bad it is. All righty, we're going to take some phone calls. Daniel in Oklahoma, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. First, I was going to talk about the shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes.
And that propellant, that old propellant you were talking about, that was stick powder. And then they had,
yes,
for the M16, then they changed it to ball powder. And then they chrome-plated the chambers to make it make sure it didn't get as much sand and dirt inside the chambers. And then it started working.
Yeah, but by putting... See, the efficiency of combustion of a propellant is mm-hmm. very much determined by its shape. And there's a whole bunch of equations that you have to go through. You want all of that propellant to burn up during the burn cycle when it's firing. And if you have propellant that doesn't burn all the way through, that's where the fouling comes from. And that's mm-hmm. what they did. Congress investigated, and they found these Pentagon officials had intentionally put the wrong powder in there, knowing it was going to foul the guns.
Well, I didn't know it was intentional. But there's a shooting here, I think a week ago, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Older black man, he actually called the police because he needed assistance, and they showed up, and he had his hands on his over his head, and he was walking towards his vehicle, and just out of nowhere, this white female cop, she shot him. He was unarmed, but as far as I know, they are pressing charges, first-degree manslaughter.
Yeah, first-degree manslaughter on that one. Well, look at the guy. The sheriff's called this guy to get his bull out of the road, been hit by a car, and they haul off and shoot him. This is not a racism issue. This is a police brutality issue. Now, I got to take a second here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. But it is a police brutality issue. And part of it is that our police departments are now being trained by these Israeli security companies who are training the American police to treat law-abiding Americans the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. And then on top of that, there was a study done down in Florida that shows police officers are higher per capita users of prescription antidepressants than the general population. And the general population is 25%. And we know that in a segment of people taking these medications, it can trigger anger, violence, poor impulse control. And I remember there was a case, I think about 2 months ago, where a police officer shot somebody, and a bystander said, "Why'd you shoot him?" And the officer said, "I don't know." And that is a classic symptom of these prescription antidepressants just mucking up your brain. Wow. So,
do you think that maybe that some of these officers could be maybe federal plants, or maybe, if not, maybe paid by some sort of the feds, or there's some sort of overseeing to make sure that, because it seems like there's just all these cases all at once.
There are agent provocateurs, no question, but they're basically taking advantage of the general trend in police brutality that's been building in this country for the last 5-6 years. But again, it's being reframed as a racial issue for political gain. But the Washington Post investigated. They found out the police are actually killing twice as many white innocent people as black people because they're so sensitive to the issue of black people. But nobody cares about the white people, and they're actually killing more of them. But the media focus is, we have these police. They're killing black people. Well, the police are killing white people, too. They're killing people without regard to race, creed, color, religion, gender, or orientation. But the media is pushing up this whole Black Lives Matter and focus on blacks to fan up racial tensions in this country, just like COINTELPRO did it in the 1960s.
Correct. So there's a lot we're not seeing, I guess, huh?
There's definitely a lot that we are not seeing. For one thing, the Charlotte police are reporting 70% of the protesters who got violent and were arrested had IDs from out of the state. These people are literally being bussed in to cause a ruckus. We saw the same thing in Baltimore. We've seen it elsewhere, where the people who actually live there don't want to have violence. They don't want to have to live with the mess. And all these are outside agitators. And remember, George Soros is funding a lot of these groups, Black Lives Matter. And he's probably, you know, they're fanning up this racism issue because they think it's going to help Hillary's campaign. I mean, look at it. Last week they were admitting Hillary is losing black voters to Donald Trump. And then all of a sudden we have a racial crisis in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully this cop in Tulsa gets prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. We don't have any riots up in Tulsa or Oklahoma City. And
I agree.
Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, you got it. Yeah, I mean, it's got to calm down. And the way you calm it down is you ignore all those people who are out there trying to exploit this for their political gain, like Jesse Jackson and the rest of it. This is not a race issue. It's a police brutality issue. That's what's going on here. Now, apparently, all right, thanks an awful lot, Daniel. We're going to let you go here. Now, apparently there was another protester who got shot. And died in the hospital, and everybody's saying the police are killing us, the police are killing us, the police are saying no, it was shot by a civilian, they've arrested him. And what we have here is a case where this black protester was shot by a black civilian, but the corporate media is still going on about white racism and this other nonsense here. Okay, let's see, we're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Aloha, welcome to the show, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Mike. Hey, I called a day or two ago, and we were talking about the Cold War kind of being fake. But, you know, like this tension with us and China, I mean, isn't China still controlled basically by the same international bankers as you know, after World War II when, you know, the U.S., China, and Russia were all kind of controlled by the same people? So I have a hard time seeing how they're actually enemies or not in on everything that we're doing, you know, in a way.
Well, you know, political economic allegiances shift with the tides here. With the case of Russia, it came down to a question. Who's running the country, the bankers or the government? And Putin said it's the government. And while Russia's central bank is still privately owned, it is now controlled by the government. To manage the public currency as a public utility, and that was when Russia went from being friend and ally to the top of the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. Now, over in China, their bankers have never really been able to supersede the government, so it's a different factor here, or in China, rather, in contrast to here, where you have Alan Greenspan saying that the Federal Reserve, answers to no federal government authority. You have Janet Yellen literally coming out and saying the Federal Reserve is above the level of the president. You had Hillary Clinton chastising Donald Trump for daring to criticize the Federal Reserve. So here in the United States of America, the bankers are openly declared to be in control of the nation. And that, of course, is a disaster for ordinary people because bankers are not going to run this nation for the benefit of the people and the nation itself. They're running it as a for-profit enterprise.
Right. So well, what do you think about, like, when Nixon took us off the gold standard and then he opened up China, do you think there's a plan maybe to run up so much debt that they have to get rid of these bankers, or do you think they'll just rather start, like, fund both sides and start World War III, like you're saying, because it seems like they're trying to run up so much debt in America that we just bankrupt the system, you know?
Well, I don't think that they intended to do that. Maybe they did. Maybe they need a global economic crisis to force a global private central bank on us all. I think the vast majority of people in the U.S. financial system do not want a crash. The problem is they can't stop one from coming. But you're going to have to point the finger of guilt at the U.S. federal government, which is supposed to be running the country for the benefit of everybody, not just a select few. And you had this issue of debt piling up, government borrowing piling up, mandated purchases like Obamacare piling up. At the same time, U.S. tax policy was written to encourage the offshoring of high-paying jobs to other countries. And anybody's going to look at that and say that's a disaster waiting to happen when you have got skyrocketing costs for living and plunging salaries and wages. It has to break at some point, which is exactly what's going on here. We have these iconic retailers like Sears and Kmart are saying they may not even make it to the holiday shopping season because the American people just don't have money to spend. Before the crash of 2008, 60% of our economy was consumer spending. That's pretty much evaporated. And it's not going to come back until we get the jobs back in this country. And we need to get rid of those tax loopholes that made it profitable for corporations to take their high-paying jobs overseas. We got to get rid of those H-1B visas that are being abused. We need to get rid of Common Core and have our schools back to teaching skills that lead to high-paying jobs instead of obeisance to political dogma like human-caused global warming and political correctness, none of which are going to get you a job in our society. But again, this gets back to something I've said before. Everybody's always looking out for their own agenda, their own wallet, but we expect the federal government to maintain an overview, a long view of what's best for the nation as a whole. And certainly that's supposed to be the job of the president. But we have had 30 years of narcocracy where everybody in the positions of power, they're just about shoving more money into their pockets, whether it's the Bushes or the Clintons. And their attitude is, well, I'm only going to be in office for another few months. And after that, if it blows up, it's not my problem. And that is not a very good philosophy to have. You know, when you're actually responsible for a nation.
Yeah, I think they need tariffs. You know, you're going to have a little go back to nationalism, and if it does crash, and impose a tariff, and then that will, you know, go back to some kind of nationalism is the only way we'll get the jobs back. But they never, they never talk about it because they have this global agenda, but I just can't help but think that they're trying to destroy the system right now as it is.
Well, they're gonna have to destroy the current system before anybody's willing to try a new system. And again, the three pillars on which the push for globalism rests are a global pandemic. They tried that in 2009. It didn't work out too well. The global environmental problem, which is fizzling right now. It's already snowing all over the Northern Hemisphere, and it's only September. And the third one was a global economic crisis, which would encourage us to become permanent debt slaves to a global private central bank. I don't think that one is going to work any better than the other two, because people understand that if your nation has been destroyed by private central banking, a bigger version of a private central bank is not really a solution. It's like saying, let's back the Titanic up and whack the bow, the other side of the bow into the iceberg and hope the water stops coming in.
Yeah, I agree totally. And that only works if you have one central bank. You'd have to have one government totally, or it'd fall apart like the EU.
That's what they're all dreaming of right now. And all of these people who support it, like Obama and Merkel, they support it because they have dreams that one day it'll be their rear end sitting on that golden throne of imperial Earth.
All right, well, thanks for... Oh, real quick, though, I don't want to take up too much time. I mean, the thing with Korea, I mean, to me, that seems completely phony, because if China has so much influence over North Korea, you know, if we wanted to hurt North Korea, we could just put a tariff on Chinese imports if we were serious about it. You know,
well, the problem is we're dependent on those Chinese imports because we can't make anything for ourselves anymore cost effectively, and that's a big part of the problem. But they're pushing on North Korea now because Obama pretty much destroyed the South China Sea vector to the war by criticizing them about how they're handling drug crime. Anyway, listen, Dan, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, quick little news. Ted Cruz has apparently reversed himself and is now endorsing Donald Trump for president. I don't know how much weight that's going to carry at this particular point, but it does resolve the issue that he left the Republican convention swearing that he would never support Donald Trump, and now he's had second thoughts. Maybe he's hoping that he can still get some kind of a job in the Trump administration, one that does not require natural-born citizenship, of course. Let's go back to the phones here. Tony in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question about Syria. Has Syria ever explicitly told the U.S. to get out of their country?
Yeah, yes, on numerous occasions.
I mean, how is that not front page news that the U.S., I mean, if this was to happen in the U.S. where Mexico was playing whack-a-mole with their military on our infrastructure, I mean, it would be a problem. I mean, I don't understand how they can ask the U.S. to leave their country, and the U.S. says, no, we're not going to leave. And it's not just the U.S., Australia.
Well, the corporate media, The corporate media's job is to convince Americans that we have some kind of a divine right or moral right to be sticking our nose into other people's countries. And anything that comes back that calls question on that, it just doesn't get any coverage. At this point, I would hope you would understand that the corporate media is not about informing you of anything that you need to know, but to simply feed you whatever their parent corporations or the government or their advertisers want to feed you. Remember, the courts have ruled management at a corporate media can order their prostitutes and correspondents to lie to you, and if those prostitutes and correspondents lie to you, they can legally be fired.
Yeah, I remember that about the milk investigation there. But
yes.
Vladimir Putin has done a lot of interviews. I haven't heard anything from Assad in quite some time. But why wouldn't he reiterate the point that, you know, America is going into another country and just bombing the hell out of it with other countries as well?
Well, Assad is giving interviews. It's just no American media wants an interview from him. Every time Assad has had an interview, he comes across as very level-headed and very steady and just wanting to take care of his country. And that's not the image the U.S. is trying to craft for him. They're trying to create this illusion that Assad is a maniac who used sarin gas on his own people and he's a danger to the world. And that's why we, as the ruler of the world, have to go on in and take care of him. Corporate media is distortion. It's filtering. It is there to present an alternative reality to you to mask your eyes away from what's really going on. And Assad has given a lot of interviews. Assad has said he does not want the United States in his country, either for terrorism or for any other reason, but you're never going to be allowed to see those if you are depending on corporate media to learn what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I've looked elsewhere as well, and I can't find even Vladimir Putin reiterating that point. It would be nice if he did. But I remember when they were trying that Syria, Danny, you remember him when they were trying to get the war going in Syria? And they had that Syria, Danny, but he got caught off camera. He thought he was off camera, and it was all a big hoax, you know, and it's so obvious that, I mean, everybody's got to be in on. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge operation. You've got that Syrian Observatory for Human Rights that's being run out of, Coventry, England. Now they're discovering that the so-called white helmets are actually being funded by various governments to sell pro-war propaganda. It is a monstrous operation. It's very expensive, but they've got the money to spend because they've got the printing presses. And people just need – we need to reach the same place – with our government that the former citizens of the Soviet Union reached with their government, just everybody collectively saying they're lying to us all the time. Why should we even listen to them anymore? And that's the next step for the American people. The corporate media and the government are lying to us. Why should we listen to them anymore?
Yeah, it's just strange. I mean, you talk to people and nobody has any idea about what's going on over in Syria. They know about refugees coming over here, but nobody understands, you know, what's going on over there. I don't even understand it, so I can't really talk. It's just, it's so bizarre that, people need to make it needs to be public more.
What people need to do is take responsibility to go on out and learn for themselves what's going on. If you're going to take the lazy way and sit on your butt in front of the TV, then you are the fodder for the propagandists. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, Tony. Thanks. We're going to let you go, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And just finishing up on the incident in Charlotte, it does have all the earmarks of being fanned up into a political event. Apparently, a mob of rioters tried to set fire to a white reporter on the air. That's obviously staged for the media. And now we have this individual, Babu Omawale, who is reported to be, and they're not really sure, the national chairman for the People's New Black Panther Party. And when he was being interviewed by a reporter, says it's no fun when the rabbit has the gun and the black man is now the rabbit. And you need to remember, back in the 1960s as part of COINTELPRO, the FBI infiltrated the original Black Panther Party to intentionally fan up racial tensions, and it looks like they're doing it again. When you realize that 70% of the troublemakers in Charlotte who were arrested came from outside the state, you realize this is being stage managed. It's being set up. Now, let's grab some economic news here real quick. German politicians are getting very nervous about Deutsche Bank, as well they should, between the huge amounts of fraud, the $14 billion fine by the Department of Justice, their derivatives exposure. They're in serious, serious trouble, and the government of Germany may soon be dealing with needing to bail them out. And we're talking huge amounts of money, because under fascism, the poor are always made to prop up the rich. I think a more mature way of dealing with it is if a bank or an investment firm makes mistakes or worse, commits crimes and is on the verge of going out of business, let them go out of business to be replaced by somebody with better business sense. That's called evolution. It's called moving forward. Now, you remember all those sanctions on Iran? We're going to have sanctions on Iran. And the P5 plus one deal was supposed to unfreeze Iranian assets and lift all the sanctions, and didn't really have anything happen. Iran is keeping all of their commitments under the P5 plus one deal. Israel's still screaming, you shouldn't have done that. Israel's minions in the U.S. government is screaming, you shouldn't have done that. But the sanctions are finally starting to lift. The U.S. government is going to allow Airbus and Boeing to sell aircraft to Iran in a potential $42 billion deal. And that will certainly be welcome to those people up in Washington State who work for the Boeing plants. Russia's grain may soon bring in more gold than oil. Because of the oil price war, was an attack on Russia's economy, which actually caused a lot more harm in the West than in Russia. But it has encouraged them to diversify, and they have been putting a lot of work into their agricultural sector. They've had a record-setting harvest, and right now their grain exports are worth more to Russia than their oil exports. And because Russia has banned GMOs, the whole world is going to be their customers. Okay, let's take a phone call. Bubba, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You like Russians. They're doing things right. America's the Soviet capital now, and we know because we're in Colorado, and we got proof to the U.S. Joint Chiefs for this U.S. Public Law 109364, Section 1076. And the agrarian reformers in America, we want them dead. That's what we told. We signed our name as Secretary of Defense. It's all
okay,
over
hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. You're kind of all over the map here, and here be dragons. What is it you want to say? I mean, sum up.
We like Russians and their ways. They were good before their revolution, and they had Soviet, and now they're coming out of it. So America's getting dumped on from every corner of the world, and we figured out how to fix it by military force. Do you realize in 2 years, people who serve on active duty that weren't even born when this whole phony war started on September 11, 2001, would you be 17, enter on active duty in the armed forces, and they'll be fighting a war they didn't even were born when it started. That's never happened, right?
Well, it's certainly a historical first, but what's more important to keep in mind is that if the project for the new American century, for a century of unending war to conquer the world and bring it under U.S. control, were to succeed, nobody listening to this show right now would ever live to see a time of peace again. And especially people at my age, we'd like to have a little bit of peace around us. Like I said yesterday, we've got a new member of the family here. I don't want them growing up in a world where the government lies to them to take their money and to send them off into wars of conquest here. Anyway,
that's
Bubba,
a UN program. And it's
okay,
not
Bubba, Bubba. Bubba, thank you very much, Bubba. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're running out of time, and I got a bunch of stuff I got to get to. Now, getting on to the immigration crisis, there's an article up there, pictures of the French police are literally in a battle with the migrants in Calais. They're trying to build a British-financed wall, trying to seal off that road We've all seen the video of all these migrants who are, they're literally throwing debris into the road to force the trucks to stop so they can climb on to the trucks and get a ride over to Great Britain. The situation is totally out of control. It's totally chaotic. And of course, with all of these migrants are coming agent provocateurs and terrorists. It's like having a big gumball machine, and 10% of those gumballs are poison. You really want a handful of those things? I don't think so. But apparently, the mayor of London has a different point of view. The mayor, Sadiq Khan, says, well, terrorist attacks are part and parcel of big city life. You might as well get used to it. It's the new normal, and it's really a small price to pay for multiculturalism. The prime minister of Hungary has a different point of view. He says the European Union should immediately deport all illegal migrants. And basically saying that the EU or the UN ought to have a fenced-in refugee camp where these migrants can be dumped in while they apply for asylum status. Don't just let them all into these countries and cause trouble and then try and figure out who can stay and who can't. As we pointed out earlier in the show, here in the U.S., over 800 immigrants who were marked for deportation for criminal records, drug involvement, possible links to terrorism. They've been made citizens to help Hillary's chances in the November election. It's a brain dead policy. Stop them at the border, make them camp out, then decide if you're going to let them in or not. That makes a lot of sense. Apparently, one of the biggest players in this refugee crisis outside of George Soros is Israed, which is an Israeli non-governmental organization that is literally helping migrant boats reach Europe's shores, leading them over there, giving them instructions where to go. This from the same government that fires on any ships trying to bring coloring books and crayons into the children of Gaza. As is about to happen with the women's boat here. Let's see, phone call. Mike in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Real quick, I appreciate your mind, and so I want to run this by you. If the Federal Reserve Act is in violation of the Constitution and the Supremacy Clause says that we can't make laws that violate the Constitution, why do we have to repeal it anyway?
Well, the Congress granted the Federal Reserve a charter, and Congress can repeal that charter anytime they want. The Supremacy Clause isn't what says where it says the government can't just make up any laws they want. I think you're confusing that with the Ninth and Tenth Amendments and the Bill of Rights, which basically...
No, no. In Article 1, it does say you cannot make a law that violates the Constitution. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, so that's basically the Supremacy Clause. So Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 5 says Congress has to coin money and regulate the value thereof. They never could have passed that in the first place lawfully.
Well, I mean, we know at this stage in our history, government does a lot of things that are illegal and violate the Constitution. And going back to the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was a lot of skullduggery going on back then. I mean, the bill that created the Federal Reserve and the 16th Amendment went through Congress at the same time. There are serious questions regarding whether the 16th Amendment was ever actually ratified. But then as now, politicians are going to sell out for enough campaign donations and lobbying money. In order to have the Federal Reserve Act declared non-constitutional, somebody had to take it before the Supreme Court, and nobody did. Because everybody who was on board of that was going along with the whole program. They regretted it later. Woodrow Wilson certainly did. They understood even back then. They even understood back then. They were sowing the seeds for the eventual economic downfall of the United States of America.
Well, shows like yours keep passing the truth, and I think that's the best thing we can do, hoping the bullets don't fly. So keep it up. Good job.
All right. Well, I'm hoping the bullets won't fly here. And yes, educating the public is the best way to bring down a tyrant. And like I said, I am still convinced that the future of the U.S. government in Washington, D.C. is exactly like that of the former Soviet government. It's just going to collapse of its own rot, corruption, and failings when the ordinary people just finally throw up their hands and say, they're lying to us. I'm not going to listen anymore. and it'll all just come crashing down, hopefully with as little bloodshed as possible, and that's certainly the direction I'm working toward. Now, we're all fed up pretty much with political correctness, but it's still out there trying to be PC. Over at Ramapo College, they wanted to have an American barbecue. And basically, there was, it was going to be one of these American barbecues where all of the on-campus groups, fraternities, clubs, and everything were going to have a table, and they were going to have food. They were going to encourage students to register to vote and all this other stuff. And 2 days before it was going to happen, the school administration said they had to get rid of the America theme because it's offensive. It's offensive to all those people who snuck over the border and shouldn't be here in the first place. They're offended. We have to create a safe space for the for the illegal immigrants here, because they're such fragile little creatures here. Have you ever noticed something interesting about the Trump rallies and the Trump protesters? Every time there's a Trump rally, you see that American flag out there on full display. Every time you see those Trump protesters, they always have everybody else's flag, but not the American flag. And you know what I think Donald Trump ought to do from now on is he ought to have all of his campaign rallies at construction sites, because you're never going to see a Trump protester show up at a job site. It's just not going to happen. Now, Paul Craig Roberts has a new article out saying Western media credibility in free fall collapse, and that is absolutely true. Trust in the corporate media has never been lower. Trust in the government has never been lower. Trust is a major, major negative on the Hillary Clinton campaign. We're on the verge of seeing dramatic change in this country. Going to swing that pendulum back the other way. Decentralization of information, decentralization of the economy, returning power and freedom to ordinary people to allow them to go on out and build better lives for themselves through the sweat of their own brow. That's what America is supposed to be. You're free to succeed. You're also free to fail if you don't want to work at it. Apparently, one of Trump's campaign people had to resign over what is being termed a racist comment that those who are not succeeding in America, it's because they don't want to. And I, like the caller said the other day, during those riots in South Central, and I was there, the Rodney King riots, down in South Central, the common illusion was we're poor because this is an economically depressed area. There's no opportunity. We can't make it here. That's why we're poor. It's all Whitey's fault. Then the Koreans moved in, and they opened up little stores and businesses, and they were prospering. And that sort of undermined that whole victimhood mentality that was being sold to South Central by opportunists like Jesse Jackson. You know, you're poor because you're oppressed. That's why when the riots broke out, those Korean businesses were the first targets. They wanted them gone. There's a wonderful video. It's on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. It's going viral. And over near Atlanta, Georgia, there was a home invasion. Kicked down the door, walked on in, and the woman who lived there hopped out of bed and opened fire on them, killing one of those people. And boy, on that video, you can see them skedaddling. So good for her. And it's another reminder why we have a right to keep and bear arms, because the average wait time for a police call from 911 when they're not clubbing protesters is anywhere between 15 and 20 minutes, depending upon where you live in this country. And if you're in what's called an unincorporated area, as this woman was, it is even longer than that. Common sense says we have a right to keep and bear arms, equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. And remember, the criminals have been getting military weapons from the U.S. government through the Fast and Furious program. Isn't it weird to see a government that's giving weapons of war to terrorists in Syria and Mexican drug cartels then turn around and insist that the Second Amendment is old-fashioned and you shouldn't have any guns at all? Can you see the hypocrisy there? All right, last phone call of today. Tim in Hawaii. Aloha, brah, what's up?
Aloha. I know you're trying to wrap it up. Quick question. Do you know whether or not at the debate they're going to be checking for earpieces in the ears, especially for Hillary Clinton?
As far as I know, no, they are not. And I'm sure that if she's wearing that earpiece, and she probably is going to be, that she will change her hairstyle to cover her ears, because ever since that one receiver was spotted in the photograph, her hairstyle has changed. You can't see her ears anymore.
Well, that's a crime right there. I mean, I feel like we're here to hear what the actual people are thinking, especially on their feet, and not what some people is feeding them. I can't believe that they're not bringing, the press is not bringing that out, or that's not going to be brought out.
Again, the corporate media is on board with the establishment, and Hillary Clinton is the establishment candidate. They are all absolutely united against Donald Trump because they're scared out of their minds that if Donald Trump is able to grab the White House and Congress has a serious reduction in the incumbents, that it's going to trigger some major changes, which is going to end the power and wealth and privilege of those who attain that wealth and power and privilege through corruption. Tim, I'm going to have to let you go for our final commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words.
Thank you.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train. Invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our masks and
spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a story that came out and it's been given a lot of coverage is how Obama just vetoed a bill that would allow the victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia, and everybody's saying, oh, how could you do that? We all know Saudi Arabia did 9/11. And of course, it's the same people who told us that Afghanistan did 9/11 and then Iraq did 9/11. The issue here is the fact that this bill, like another one that was done against Iran, would allow for lawsuits without the necessity of proof that Saudi Arabia had anything to do with 9/11. It's just, I want to sue Saudi Arabia. Yes, here you go. Take some of their money. And so while I don't agree with a lot of things that Obama has done, in this case, he was absolutely right. There is no proof Saudi Arabia had anything to do with 9/11. They may have been involved as part of a conduit working for U.S. and Israel. But again, where's the motive? Saudi Arabia has grown very rich off the petrodollar deal. Saudi Arabia has huge investments in the United States of America. Why would they risk all of that to attack the United States? Especially when you realize that if Saudi Arabia got it into their head to hurt the United States of America, all they got to do is take their money back. It would be perfectly legal for them to do that, and the resulting destruction to our national economy would make 9/11 look like a speed bump. It doesn't make sense. I keep saying this, and I'm going to go on saying it again. Whenever you are fed a story by the corporate media or by the government, study it the way Sherlock Holmes would. Look for what should be there and isn't. And that will be your clue something is wrong. It's like when they were trying to claim Assad was using sarin gas on his own people. Oh, why? Big silence. The no-planers who are still out there in force. Oh, the government swapped some, you know, they hid the plane at the Pentagon. Oh, okay. Why? Big silence. Saudi Arabia did 9/11. Why? Big silence. Look for what should be there and isn't. You have to learn how to trust your own brain, your own mind, and be your own best analyst. Because we live in a world that is literally saturated in lies. We're drowning in falsehoods every single day, pouring out of those TV screens, radios, off the pages of the magazines and the newspapers, and out of the mouth of everybody in a government office. So you all need to learn how to think. Because nothing terrifies a dictatorship more than a population who is learning to think for themselves. The whole point behind Common Core was a generation of people unable to think for themselves, incapable of thinking for themselves. The crackdowns on freedom of thought and expression at universities, same thing. Don't think, don't ask, just believe as we tell you to believe. Because that is the foundation on which tyranny is built. Blind, unquestioning belief. Learn to question, learn to think, never believe. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something done useful with the rest of the day. We'll be back on Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a great weekend. Aloha, America.
statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.